This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 84 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. That is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we are continuing on our journey of Mel Gibson movies, our four-movie journey. He has a lot. We're only doing four. This is our third out of four, and it's a movie from 2016 called Bloodfather. Now, Alex, I'm pretty sure, I don't think you even had heard of this before I brought it up. Is that correct?
Yeah, I never heard of this movie. Yeah.
I brought this up a while ago. I don't know, when we were doing Fat Man, I think we were talking about Mel Gibson. I was like, oh, you ever seen Bloodfather? You're like, I don't even know what that is. Luckily, yeah. By the time we got to this point this year, I put a poll, and thankfully, the fans voted for Bloodfather. Otherwise, we would have had to skip it. So I'm very excited. It's a first-time watch for Alex. I don't know if he liked it. We don't talk about it before, so we'll see how this goes. Now, before we get to that, if you are watching on YouTube, please make sure you are subscribed to the channel here, Levels of Geeks, and make sure you give us a thumbs up. Comment down below, have you even seen Bloodfather either? I know it's kind of a low-key movie, but let us know what you thought about it. And if you're listening on the go, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, yeah, any of them, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, all that, make sure you're subscribed and you have your auto downloads turned on. That way you get our new episodes twice a week. Normally, twice a week, Thursday, Saturday, and then sometimes when we do the bonus episode. So with that being said, let's start off with some box office numbers. I don't even know if this made any money in the theater, because I remember when it came out, I just walked into MovieStop and it was there in a Blu-ray. I never even saw it in the theater, nothing. So please, I'm very interested to see if this made even $1.
All right, here we go. Bloodfather from 2016, domestic, none. International, $6 million. And worldwide total of $6 million on a budget of $15
million. It's made $0. I was joking about it making one, and it made actually zero.
And okay. My question is to you is, how much does Mel Gibson get paid with a $15 million budget?
He was probably a couple of those million. And this is a movie that was in that time frame when he hadn't directed Hacksaw Ridge yet. I think that came just like shortly after this. And he was still kind of like working his way back. Yeah, like, you know, he did Expendables 3, he did Machete 2. He was kind of playing more, you know, sequel movies and trying to build it back up. So I'm guessing that's the case. Your box office numbers you just gave me don't surprise me at all. All right. So this Rotten Tomatoes score. So this has a very, very high Rotten Tomatoes score. 89% from critics. Critics loved this movie. Loved it. 89. Now, audiences liked it a little bit less. 63%. So still over the line, but the same exact score as The Mummy Returns, which makes no sense to me. But that's okay. 63%. These numbers are irrelevant. Okay. We like to tell you so you have an idea of how this movie was received. But the only people you want to know how they received it is myself and my co-host, Alex. And we're about to tell you, Alex, I'm looking forward to reviewing this because I've never had a chance to review this. This came out before I did my podcast or anything. So this is the first time, but I'm really excited to hear what you think of it. Maybe you hate it. I don't know. Please take it away. Main character was John Link.
Yes,
is his name.
John Link.
Mel Gibson.
Yeah. Dude. Oh, man. He was great in this movie. I don't know what to explain. I love Mel Gibson. And it's something me and you talked about. It. Like, to me, like, if I have my top five actors, he would be one of them. I don't know where I will list him on a number wise, but
he's in there somewhere.
Yeah, he's in there in one of the fives. I love, like, you. He had that crazy eyes that you keep talking about, like that Riggs look, and it worked so well. And when he got angry, holy shit balls! When he got angry, I felt his anger, man. When he went into his bag and when his daughter was on, when she was high and she was playing the flute, and he got really mad, I was like, ooh. This is no bueno for her.
Yeah.
I really felt the emotions of the character. Felt like he was a dad, like, looking for his daughter, because that was pretty much the whole movie. And then he found her, and then she's in a pickle. And then he tries to help her get out the pickle. So that's pretty much the whole movie in a nutshell. And I thought he did a great job. I thought everything was very good. He was very, really, really down to earth. Not down to earth, but I mean, like, I enjoyed his style. Like, it was very, for me, it was a different style of action movie. Like, it wasn't like that aggressive Mel Gibson, right? You know what I mean? Like that always anger, or like the crazy Riggs, or even William Wallace. Yeah, like he was just a dad, like a dad protecting his daughter. It's like a move that is like Taken, but to the next notch, right? Because Taken was more action-packed action, but this is more of a story-driven action film. To me, that's what it was. More drama action. That's what I would call it.
Agreed.
And I loved it. I love the emotions. I think this is the style of movies that I enjoy and I like. And I'm starting to like more independent movie more than box office movies because I think you got more of a creative control in telling these type of stories, right, with these characters. And I gave him a 4.5. I liked it. I like him in the role. I gave him a 4.5.
I think a lot of what you had to say, maybe because the director's French, you know what I mean? The sensibilities are different when you have a foreign filmmaker coming in and doing a movie like this. It's not very Hollywood is kind of what, you know, I gathered from what you're saying. And I agree to its benefit, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And Mel Gibson is an absolute beast in this movie. He is a beast. When he has the beard, I'm like, bro, I want to be like this guy. He's jacked. First of all, he's absolutely jacked. His beard is jacked. It's incredible. It's luscious. It's a beautiful beard. Yeah. Listen, when he shaved, I got mad later in the movie. I was like, oh, bro, what are you doing? Like, that beard was it. He looked awesome. He looked like a dad when he shaves it. You know what I mean? But that's okay.
He looked like Riggs.
You're right. Yeah, but yeah, like older Riggs. It was better with the beard. Look, at the end of the day.
Oh, wait. You said I was right.
Yeah, you're right. I agree. So at the end of the day, he knocked this out of the park. This is a grand slam role, in my opinion. I think it's horrible that movies like this don't get any sort of recognition. His performance is as good as many performances. If I went back to 2016 and looked, he's emotional. The relationship with the daughter is spot on. You can tell he loves her to death, but that she's in a bad spot and he's tough. You know, he's also tough with her. And he's tough with her to a point because then he still has some softness left in him. He's an ex-con. He had a hard life. You know what I mean? He does everything perfect. I gave him a 5. I love the character. I love Mel Gibson's performance. I have nothing bad to say about any of that. 5 for me, 4.5 for you. Very good. Main villain. Now, this is played by Diego Luna, who you may know from Rogue One, which that came out after this too, I think, right?
Yeah.
Rogue One was... Okay. So Rogue One. So this was just before. What did you think?
He was okay. I mean, he was good. I'm not saying okay. I mean, he was great in the role. He was believable. Right. But again, he's like, again, another actor, a Spanish actor that could play a cartel if he wants to be a cartel. Like, he has that voice. And it's hard, right? It's hard and sad at the same time because it's like, you're going to get casted. What is it called? Time-casted or typecasted? Type-cast. Yeah, you're going to be typecasted because it's like, wow, he sounds like a drug lord. He looks like a drug lord. Guess what? He could be a drug lord. In this movie, he was good, and I liked him a lot. He's not in much scenes. He's in a few scenes in the beginning, and then towards the end, he's in the movie. With that said, I gave him a 3.5. He was really good. I thought he was good. He was believable, right? That's what you want in your villain. I wanted to see like a villain going up against Mel, though, because the star power of Mel's acting, I just wanted him to go up against like a your boy Gomez from Adam Family. Like I wanted like one of those, right?
Raul Julia.
Yeah, like Raul Julia or like Javier Bardem, right? Like you want them to clash, like just right, like that cartel versus the Blood Father, right? Like I would have went nuts, but this is what they gave me. They gave him his nephew, so they gave him a 3.5.
I agree with you again. My score is a 3. I think Diego Luna is a fine actor. I actually like him. I actually like him a lot as an actor. But the role calls for him to be kind of more of a worm than like a real bad guy. He's bad because he commits crimes. But he's not tough. You know, everyone does all the work for him. The second he has an opportunity to run, he tries to run away. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not... And you're right, he's not in it for most of it. He's at the beginning, gets shot in the neck. She thinks he's dead. He's actually alive, and he comes back at the end and still has all his henchmen do everything, and that's Sicario. The Sicario guy was way cooler with the tattoos on his face and stuff.
Yeah,
that dude was scary. I was like, that he's scary. But he's, you know, he doesn't even talk. He's not he's a henchman still. So, and it is cartel involved. Of course, he's like the nephew of a big, big cartel leader, and he's stealing from him and all this kind of stuff. Like, I don't know. Weaselly bad guys are not my favorite, so I gave him a 3. The performance is fine, but the character is just kind of meh to me. So, yeah, I'm right there with you. Okay, action.
All right, the action in this movie is actually good. this actually this actually had really good action. Not as much, but it had enough to satisfy your palate. And I think this is why this movie, to me, is really good. And we're going to talk about that more. I give more of my scores. But I think in terms of the action, this was seasoned just right with the action in this movie. Because you have Mel Gibson, right? A star attraction, Academy Award winning director. And I don't know if he won an Oscar for acting. I hope he did, but I guess he did it. I don't know.
He might have been nominated.
Yeah, maybe nominated, but So
probably Braveheart, probably.
Yeah, maybe. So with that, so you have someone that could just carry the movie without enough action. And that's what you got with this performance. And I liked it. The scene with the motorcycle was very Mad Max, and I loved it, right? When he whips it out and he turns it to the side.
He was really driving it, you know? Yeah. You could see his face. It wasn't, that was awesome.
That was cool, and then he whipped out the Mad Max double barrel shotgun and shot the dude in the chest. I was like, this is so Mad Max. They gotta bring him back. I wanted him back as Mad Max. Older version, right? Like a futuristic man.
I agree. As long as he has the beard.
Yeah, the Mad Max beard. But it has to be longer than Fat Man to make it look cool.
Yeah.
Max Man. But I thought that scene was awesome. I thought the scene in the towards the end was pretty cool because it was more of a believable shootout.
In the hill.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. So throughout the movie, they sprinkle a lot of here and there. I gave it a 4. I don't think it was a perfect action because you don't get it. It's not an action movie. OK, this is more of a drama action. So I gave it a 4. What would you give it?
Yeah. So I agree again. Here's the thing. Because of the shorter runtime, it has enough action that it's good. If this movie was 2 hours or 2 hours and 10 minutes, it doesn't quite have enough action. My score might be a little lower, but it's 89 minutes and that's with credits. So it's really about 86 minutes, maybe. You know what I mean? It has the right amount. The motorcycle scene's great. I love when that guy gets wrecked by the semi truck. The effects and stuff that they use are great. This is not a CGI movie. This is they use dummies, motorcycles, crash them, you know? It looks better. It looks like a real body getting hit. I loved it. I love the shootout. I even love the shootout at the beginning when they come to the trailer. He's sitting on the front porch and he's like pretty much telling him to leave. And I love that scene where he starts yelling at the girl. Like he's like, you did this, right? But he's yelling at them, but he's also kind of yelling at her. Like, this is your fault. Yeah. I just wanted to enjoy my day. And now I got to go and shoot these guys. I'm going to go to jail. And then he starts shooting at them. Like there's a little bit of humor, mixed in, but the action's awesome. It's really well executed. What is there? Really only 3 action scenes, but they're all well done. And Mel delivers, dude. Like there's nothing he does in this movie that I don't believe he could do. Yeah. Because even though he's older, he's not jumping off of buildings and skydiving. Right? He's riding a motorcycle, he's shooting guns. The car fight, I love the execution of it because if you think about it, he got his daughter there, the guy in the front seat, and then the guy next to him with the gun. He kicks that front seat to smush that guy. Like, okay, he can't do nothing. And they make an effort and emphasis to keep showing that he keeps doing it to make sure it's a one-on-one fight in the back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Things like that play well for me because it's like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's probably what I would try to do. So I agree with you. I gave it a 4 as well. All right. So storyline of Bloodfather.
Yes. Now this is the heart and soul. Bloodfather.
Bloodfather. Yeah.
This is the heart and soul of the movie, I got to say, is the storyline. I think the storyline is it generic? No, not as much. No, I think it's no. I think it's pretty original. I haven't seen other movies with this type of storyline, and I love the fact now that I have a daughter. So I guess it kind of hit me now, oh wow, this is actually pretty cool now. And I like it. I don't like it. I love it. I thought this was actually a really good storyline. I thought it was pretty good. Mel Gibson is an ex-con, and you're right. That whole scene was actually pretty funny because he was stabs him, and he goes, "Oh, now great. Now that's aggravated assault."
Yeah, 10 years in jail. Yeah, thanks a lot.
That was pretty funny. But in terms of the whole movie, the storyline is the key to this, and Mel Gibson delivered. His daughter delivered. Diego Luna delivered. Yep. Even the Sicario guy delivered. And I think
William H. Macy as his sponsor.
Yeah, the guy from Wild Hogs. So I think they had the enough great cast and ingredients to make this into a successful movie with this storyline. And it was actually great. I gave it a 4.5 in terms of storyline. In terms of
this very good.
Movie.
Yeah, I am. I love this movie. I'll be honest with you. This was, I believe, when it came out. I didn't have my podcast at the time. But I would always kind of keep lists, and I'm pretty sure this was in my top 10 of 2016. I don't remember where it ranked, but boy, oh boy, do I love this movie. I think the storyline is, it's funny you mentioned Taken, because I thought in my head at one moment when I was rewatching it, man, if Taken was grittier and harder. It could have been something like this. Now, she's not kidnapped, so that's the difference. But it's the father-daughter relationship aspect. And I actually like this way better because she's there with him. Mm-hmm. So you get to see them really interact. Whereas Taken, you're just telling us they love each other because he, you know, sees her at the beginning and then she's kidnapped. This shows you that she doesn't necessarily love him. She doesn't know him that well. But he still really loves her and wants to make sure she's okay. He's willing to risk everything pretty much to make sure his daughter's okay. I love a good father-son, father-daughter, kind of anything with father and a kid. You know, there's a lot of movies with the moms, but I always like when there's a dad and he has that relationship. I thought it was extremely well done. You're right. I think the writing is strong. You know, when you can mix in cartels with, you know, cons. I love the setting, California. They go out where there's one part where they're talking about Fontana. We know somebody that lives out in that area. And, you know, it was pretty neat. This is like if Robert watches this movie, it's like watching his real life going down the street. You know what I mean? So that was pretty cool. I love the setting. I love the desert. I love the Western setting. I don't know, almost like a Western, like a modern Western. This would have worked in a Western setting. If they made this 1802 or whatever, the story works exactly the same. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. She gets away from some bandits. Her dad, who's a rancher, has to help her. It all works. It's a 5 for me. I love it. It's the best. I mean, besides Mel Gibson, it's the other best part of the whole movie. So 5 for me. Okay, overall.
Yeah, look, overall, there's nothing I can say. You got the best action. I mean, you got the best amount of action in this film. Great storyline. Great lead character. Great other lead character, which is played by his daughter. I mean, there's nothing wrong with me to say, like, there's nothing wrong with this movie. Is there some things? I don't know. Maybe there is, but I couldn't find it because I was so drawn into the movie that I couldn't find or nitpick. And I absolutely love this movie. I thought this was really good. I gave it another 4.5. I think this is a great film. Perfect. It's kind of hard for me to give perfects, you know, throughout through everything. Sure. But yeah, it's a 4.5. I cannot see how people skipped over this. And this is like Edge of Darkness, right? Me and you talked about it. Another great old Mel, you know, of another father movie protecting his daughter. Yeah. And I don't know, dude. I mean, this is a great pick that you're right. I absolutely love this movie. This is a really good movie. So I give it a 4.5.
Yes, you're welcome. Look, I've tried. I've been spreading the word of Bloodfather for years. And some people listen and some people just say, I don't really care about action movies or I don't really like Mel Gibson. Fine. But I know every single person that I've recommended it to has come back and told me, man, that was a great movie because it works on two levels. It works if you're an action movie fan and it works if you just like a good movie, even if it's more dramatic or you could call it a thriller, a crime thriller, you know, because the elements, it has a lot of elements of a lot of different movies and the pacing is perfect.
Yep.
There's exactly zero fat on this movie. Like it is trimmed to the bone of pacing. It starts, they introduce Mel, they introduce the girl right at the beginning. They meet up very quickly into the movie and it gets going. There's no part that's like needs to be left out. I can't think of a scene that I would cut. It's all perfectly done. I absolutely love it. I agree with you in the sense of it's not a 10 out of 10 for me because especially in this case with like when we're scoring the villain, it's kind of, you know, he's not that great, whatever. But it's really close. So I also gave it a 4.5. It's definitely a 9 out of 10 for me. All right. So with that said, total points.
21 out of a 25. Yeah.
Real close. Yeah, I got 21.5.
Oh, again, same. Yeah. I mean,
I'm glad you liked it. I had a feeling, you know, I know we talked off air and I was like, I'm pretty sure you're going to love this. Like, it's just a good, tough, and it's a tough movie. You know, it's like a tough guy movie. It's a little bit of a macho movie, but with a heart. And that's who doesn't love that.
No, I agree. I mean, this movie has everything that action movie guys like or drama people like. Yeah. And
drama movie guys.
Yeah, drama movie guys. Yeah.
We're going to start a sub channel called the Drama Movie Guys.
Yeah,
we only watch sad movies. We're a cry meter. I cried 14 tears in this movie.
14 tears out of 20 tears.
Yeah. 14 out of 20 tears. That's pretty good. That'd be for funny. Like April Fools. Yeah. We'll do a drama movie, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, so let's go run down. That's Bloodfather. Let's give you a rundown of what's coming up. So next week, we will have back to our normal 2 episodes, and we will be reviewing The Mummy, The Curse of Jet Li. And the
Emperor's
Braveheart. Team? Oh, Braveheart. Yeah, the Emperor's New Groove, whatever. Jet Li. We're reviewing the Jet Li one, the mummy one, where he's the mummy in there in China. And then we're going to be reviewing Braveheart, which you know what's funny about Braveheart? I haven't seen Braveheart since like 15 years. I saw Braveheart in the theater when I was a kid. My grandma took me, and I hated it. I'm like, this movie's so long. It's never ending. I was maybe 7 when it came out, or 8.
Yeah.
And then at the end, spoiler alert, he dies. And I'm like, what is this that you promised to grandma? Then, you know, I watched it when I was a little older, and obviously I like it. So we're going to be reviewing that. I'm looking forward to it. It's been a long time. And then after that, this is very exciting, Alex. So this is what I was waiting to tell you. So we're going to be, that wraps up our Mel Gibson month. And then starting September, we move on to Disaster Movie Month.
Oh.
So this is where we're going to be watching 4 disaster movies that were discussed. These weren't voted on by fans. These were actually, one was picked by me, one was picked by you, and the other were suggestions from our patrons over on Patreon. And I just kind of picked 2, you know, randomly. So it's 2 suggestions and 2 that we picked.
Yeah.
So I listen, I love a good disaster movie.
This is going to be good.
That falls in that watchable crap category, and I have a really good time with it. Yeah. So can't wait. That's our next one. And then, of course, we'll rank the Mel Gibson movies.
So do you think for our Braveheart, we should add the cry meter?
if it makes us cry, why not?
Yeah.
You know, but like if I shed 3 tears.
3
at
tears.
At the end of Braveheart.
Out of 5.
Yeah. Sure. If it makes, yeah. I have never cried at a movie, but if it does. I haven't watched this as an adult. So if it made me sad when I was 8, maybe it might. It might be the one.
Cry meter.
Get that little ice cube in the throat. You know what I mean? I'm not crying. You're crying. I got something in my throat. I swallowed an ice cube. I don't know what's going on.
All right. You know what to do.
Yeah. So. Oh, I ran it down already. Went over
there you go. It's my turn.
You know what to do.
Yeah, I know what to do. All right. If you guys want to follow us on our social media account, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix. More reviews, anything Action Movie Guys podcast, please follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys podcast or Levels of Geeks on Instagram. And of course, we have a YouTube channel, Levels of Geeks. You can subscribe to the channel if you're new to the channel. Hit the like buttons if you enjoy any of the reviews. Then, of course, hit those notification bells. So every time we go live, November 1st, 9 p.m. And then, of course, we drop video reviews. You guys will be notified. Till then, that is your host,
Nate from NateFlix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.